What is going on, everyone? Welcome back. Today, we're going to be talking about why vibration is becoming the new currency. Now, to start, we need to make a distinction between the intellect and awareness. Now, the intellect is knowledge. All it is an accumulation of memory. Everything you've ever learned, everything you've ever heard, your accumulated karma. Now, the intellect likes to fight resistance. It likes to try to figure things out. It likes to try to find a way around things. It sees a solution, and it sees maybe an answer, and it tries to zigzag and figure out how it can get there, right? One of the great analogies I like is that the intellect is like being in an endless maze, right? There's no actual way out. The maze is walled off, but you don't know that, right? You're looking for this thing with your intellect. You're looking for happiness. You're looking for peace. You're looking for joy. You're trying to use your knowledge to go and find it. But you keep just ending up back in the same spot. Maybe you make some progress, but then you make a couple more turns and you end up back in the same spot. The secret is that if you just sit there and join with your presence and become union and become one and become awareness, the walls just lower themselves and you can walk in a straight line right out to that peace and that joy and that gratitude and that love. Now, why is vibration becoming the new currency? You see, the intellect, for the last 500 or so years, maybe a little more than that, has been dominating the mainstream. The smartest people made the most money. They got the best degrees, and the best degree meant you got the best job. You see, and this was because technology, or the way we see technology, with all these electronic gizmos and gadgets, didn't exist. So the person who can do the fastest math calculation or could figure out the engineering thing or had all this knowledge of a doctor would be able to rise above the masses and stand out. Now, why is this changing? Well, firstly, technology, as we all know, is going crazy. In the last 2 decades, we have gone from the iPod Nano to the, what are we on? Like the iPhone 17 or something, right? Like, technology is booming and going crazy. Robots are replacing humans and jobs, right? Calculators, technology is taking away the intellect. We don't need humans anymore. We still do now, but in 10, 20 years, most of the jobs that humans use their intellect to do are gonna be able to be done by artificial intelligence. So back to the point, why is vibration becoming the new currency? Well, the one thing that, well, not the one thing, many things, but the main thing that this technology cannot do is perceive and be aware, right? Our awareness is behind that intelligence. Our awareness watches that intelligence. We use it as a tool when we need to. However, in the day of the internet, you can now watch videos of people and you can hear them on podcasts wherever you are in the world, right? And vibration is sent through these videos and through these podcasts. You can feel my energy as I'm speaking right now. You can feel someone's energy when you're watching a video. And the people that you resonate with, if you like their energy, if their energy makes you feel good, that's who you're gonna watch. That's who you're gonna listen to. And that's whose business you are going to use, right? Less and less do people care about the degrees and the PhDs, right? The people who are starting their own businesses, they're not the ones with the PhDs and the master degrees and 12 years of college, right? Because all they're doing, those people who are, and nothing against getting those degrees, they're still being a lawyer, being a physician, being a surgeon, there are still plenty of really amazing professions that require those kind of degrees. So I'm not taking anything away from it, but I'm just, you know, stating what's happening with the universal energy and the energy on this planet and where it's going, right? And vibration is the new currency. If you're raising your vibration, people are going to be attracted to you. They're going to want to follow you. They're going to want to hear what you have to say. They're going to want to support your business. Right? Also, not to mention, people are waking up to the fact that they can heal themselves. You know, one of the most incredible books I've ever read, Becoming Supernatural by Dr. Joe Dispenza. If you haven't read it, please check it out. It will change your life. It's just proof that we, as these incredible infinite spiritual beings, are so unlimited and so much more powerful than we were led to believe. You know, they wanted to keep us in our intellects, but it's not going to happen. So many of us are waking up to the fact that when we get into that awareness and live from our hearts, everything just falls into place, right? When we live from that love, when we live from that gratitude, when we live from that joy, everything just falls into place. Now, why is it important to start making that distinction in your internal reality of what's your intellect and what's your awareness? Well, here's how you can tell, right? Your intellect thinks in duality. It'll look at something and go, I like it, I don't like it. This thing is good, this thing is bad. This thing makes me happy, this thing makes me frustrated, right? Your intellect works in polarity. Your awareness works in unity. It just looks. It doesn't make conclusions. It just looks. And by just looking and not coming to a decision, you allow your system, you allow your energy and your intuition to come up. And you'll feel what you're supposed to feel, right? Like if you have a very deep awareness, you can just look at a plate of food and feel how it's going to affect your vibration, right? You don't have to look and think, oh, that's good for me, that's bad for me. If you just look at it and you're in tune with your energy, your body will tell you, your energy will tell you. So whenever you catch your mind making comparisons or making judgments, that is your intellect. And guys, once again, I'm not bashing the intellect. The intellect is the reason that the species is where we are. I mean, that actually is bashing the intellect because we're not exactly in the best of places, but we're making massive progress because we're pulling out of that intellect into awareness. But the intellect was the reason that we humans were able to kind of get to the top of the food chain, right? And survive. So, eternally grateful for the intellect, but the time of the intellect is coming to an end, guys. We're turning into the time of the awareness and the time of unity and the time of just looking without judging and making comparisons. It's about feeling within, being aware of our emotions, being aware of our thoughts, which always are trying to pull us back into the intellect. You see, our egos are always trying to get us to think with our intellect, because our intellect makes comparisons and judgment, and that feeds the ego. Now, it is important to have an ego and to have a healthy ego. I'm not the people who say, oh, like, get rid of your ego. No. Guys, we don't live in an ashram, or maybe you do, but most of us don't live in an ashram in the Himalayas, right? Completely away from society. We need an ego to function in this 3D human society. But there's a difference between a healthy ego and an unhealthy ego, right? Now, why vibration is the new currency? Well, on another matter, it's just the law of the universe, right? The higher you vibrate, the higher vibration you're going to attract, right? Call it what you want, law of attraction, law of vibration. We don't need to go too deep into that. I'm sure you guys have been well-versed on that. But if you're vibrating at that gratitude, love, peace, freedom, which is our birthright, by the way, guys. Our true birthright is abundance. Every single one of us. Doesn't matter where you're born. Doesn't matter any labels or identities, right? Awareness goes beyond all that. We're all just the universe experiencing itself. That's it. And the universe is love and abundance. So, that's what you are. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you. I love you. Sending you so much healing energy, so much loving energy. Until next time, peace out.